Coming up in just a few minutes, we got your sleaze. There were a lot of email yesterday coming in during the afternoon about this Ryan's Roses yesterday. Once you got back to your desk, I guess you were thinking about it still. We're talking about it at work. Lisa from Marietta told us that her husband, Dave, has been picking these fights, right? Then he'll leave and he'll stay out all night.
And I love what you call it, destination fighting.
Destination fighting. I just made that up at the time.
But it is a term.
It's going to be a term now.
It will be used now. Destination fighting.
I've got to put this in my book.
Well, let's get it going.
My book of unofficial relationship advice. And I don't know from experiencing all these things.
But maybe that makes you okay with it because you're not living it, but you're looking at it as a third person.
Well, I am living
objectively.
It through so many different relationships.
Right.
Meaning the listeners.
Yes.
Dennis, cute. But I mean the listeners.
Yes.
I'm living it through millions of phone calls a year. And email.
You must compile.
So destination fighting is when you know that your relationship is not great at the moment, and so you pick a fight. Every little thing agitates you. And what you do is you make the it festers, and you make the fight so bad that one of you walks out that day or that night and says, I'm leaving or I'm going for a drive, and you don't come back because there is a destination. There is a place you want to go. That may be a fantasy football hang. That may be drinking with the guys. That may be another woman. That's what a destination fight is, by definition. Now,
have you ever, the way you're throwing your body and head around, have you ever had a destination fight?
I have a pretty direct conversation, which is a good conversation in a relationship with a girl. And that is, I'm trying to think. My longest one, she never did that. I never did that either. But it's always. It's always try not to go to sleep pissed.
Okay, so that's
we
how
go,
you
but
fight.
We end up doing that, but no one ever leaves. It's like, I'm going to the other
room. Okay, that's good.
Room.
So now we know you don't leave.
I don't leave because, frankly, I don't have time to drive. So it's like, I'm not going anywhere because I've got to get up early. So you go to the other room. It's like, okay, fine. We're going to fight? You're that upset? I'm staying right here because I'm tired. I'm actually fun to fight with at night because I'm so burnt.
But you're an easy win.
It's easy. Arm wrestle me at 10:30 at night. 1-800-520-1027 at Kiss FM. So back to this destination fight. No. So he picks the fight. He leaves. We get him on the line. We offer him the roses. Mm-hmm. He does not send the roses to his wife. Shocker. He sends the roses to Arlene. So I then say, who is Arlene?
She's just a friend. There's nothing going on.
Okay. I mean, just didn't believe him at all. You just want to say, that's why I said annoyingly, I'll keep asking until you tell us the truth. Good morning, George, Riverside, Seacrest. Go ahead. You're on with us.
Good morning. I just wanted to say that all guys are going to deny it no matter what. You get caught in bed with a woman, you're still going to deny it. It wasn't me.
It's like that Akon song, It Wasn't Me.
Is that Akon?
Who was that?
Who was it?
Shaggy.
Oh, Shaggy. Oh, whatever.
Thanks for calling, George.
Take it.
All right, later. 1-800-520-1027 at Kiss Leaves next.
On October 21st, Kiss FM hooks up an entire school with their own concert. JoJo Jam 2009.
What up? It's JoJo on the radio. I'm going to school. I'm talking your school. I'm bringing my friends. Don't tell the principal. 3-6 Mafia's coming. Jason Derulo's rolling. Don't forget Jay Sean. Text the word JoJo and the name of your school to 41027. Standard text rates apply. Grab all the info online right now. KISFM.com. Keyword JoJo Jam. Nuff said.
Thanks to Scion. What moves you? Build your own Scion online for extra credit. For a chance at a meet and greet with a JoJo Jam artist.
I lost control today
on the CW.
Kiss FM.
Freeway update.
Just now, you're on air with Ryan Seacrest.
60 seconds of sleaze.
That's right. Russell Brand is on the line, so the sleaze and then Brand.
Okay, Hollywood has a new threesome. I'll tell you who he is. Next sleaze, 8:10.
Standing by.
Want more? KISFM.com. Keyword sleaze. And be caller 102 right now. Win an Xbox 360, the Beatles Rock Band game, which is in stores now, and a Rock Band 2 bundle with Rock Band 2 guitar, drums, and microphone.
Russell Brand, host of the VMAs, coming back on Sunday. Russell hosting for the second year in a row, and we've lost him. Hey, guys over there. Hey, crack staff. You don't have him on the phone.
So he's gone.
Over there gossiping.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They're not even paying attention to us.
Uh-uh.
They're over there chatting and don't realize that Russell dropped. So he's doing the VMAs for the second time in a row. He was fired from MTV. He was a VJ mm-hmm. over in Europe and was actually fired for the job. So
now they've hired him back for the second time in a row.
Yeah. And after what happened last year with the Jonas Brothers. So you kind of wonder, did MTV say, okay, look. Yeah, walk up to the line, but don't cross it.
Mm.
Or there are no ground rules. Or are they going to set up one of those Eminem moments? Remember the Eminem bit that happened at one of those last shows?